Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Want to welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and today we have Lynn Marie McCune, who I think, Lynn, you and I go back way back to one of the, or several of the Nikan cruises that Stacy and I used to help organize years ago.
Yes, those are fantastic. They're just worth it.
Those will be revamped and reintroduced in a short time. I'm confident of it. We just have so many other things going on that, our family grew and lots of other reasons that taking on one more thing and organizing a big thing like that. And when you have things like the Pathfinder Summit taking place and then the Royal Alliance gathering and then a leadership summit, it's like, holy smokes, how many more events do we want to have every year to keep, you know, vacillating between? So, anyways, that being said, Lynn Marie, thank you for agreeing to jump on the call. I know that what you're going to share with the group here will be not only educational but also motivating. And one of the things, there are many, many things that sets Nikan apart as a company, but one of the biggest things that really has put us on the map for the almost 40 years that Nikan's been in existence is the fact that we have common sense solutions for some really, well, either the simple things in life that, you know, the everyday bumps and bruises, aches and pains, but then the more complex scenarios. And I think, Lynn Marie, you're a perfect example of that. Not that you're a complex woman at all. Simply that when life deals you a bad deck of cards, you're forced to either succumb to that and play a victim for the rest of your life, or, as in your scenario, your case, saying, hey, there's got to be a better option than the traditional Western route of drugs, surgery, and more drugs and more surgeries, and, you know, on and on and on. So take us back to the beginning of what life was like for you. And I really want people to understand the gravity and the magnitude of how your life was completely altered.
Oh, Vance, thank you so much for the opportunity again to be on your call. And good morning, everybody. No matter where you are, what really strikes out before I try and set myself back in that position is, from what you were sharing, is choice is all about been a part of my big part of the life. And I was born and raised in Southern California, and I lived there for years, moved up to Northern California in the early 70s. And lo and behold, I had been involved in a series of rear-end auto accidents. And, you know, it's amazing how the good Lord has a sense of humor, because I had no idea that where my life was going to go from being a very healthy young person involved in banking, clothing industry, antiques for pretty close to 40 years up to present. Don't do that much anymore. I don't have that desire, because my desire changed when my life changed around. But when I moved to Redding, these rear-end auto accidents started happening. None of them were my fault. A lot of them were all of a sudden a very big shock to me.
Now, Lynn Marie, when you say these rear-end accidents started happening, were you just strategically placing yourself in the wrong position?
Oh, no.
How does one have more than one? And I know this is kind of a weird question, but there's a gal that I see at the expos, the events up in Seattle on a regular basis, and she's been in 14 car accidents.
Yes.
Okay, after the first couple, doesn't one say, hey, maybe I should quit driving, or maybe I'm driving in the wrong roads or something?
No. I think the good Lord just had a mission for me, and he had to really get my attention, because it takes a lot to stop me. And boy, he completely put the brakes on and stopped me. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and people just found a way to magnetically, as we might say now in Nikan, be attracted to me.
Okay, so you had a series of different auto accidents, and one enough, just one is enough to really jar the spinal column and send someone to chiropractic and all that stuff.
Yes, and as a result of multiple rear-end accidents, and one from the driver's door on a rainy day where a gentleman thought he could get across the intersection that he had a stop sign at in the kind of dewy weather, he just basically floorboarded in the side of me, and I folded the steering wheel and collapsed around the steering wheel and crushing my ribs, and this was partway into my accidents that when I was hit from the rear. But each one of them left me in bed, and then a result of one or two major surgeries. Over the course of the time, I became very incapacitated with paralysis setting in from the severity of all the accidents, and you know, I'd get a little better, then I'd have somebody hit me in the rear again, and I would be in the hospital again, and I became majorly debilitated with pain. My organs were shutting down, and I was forced to be bedridden. I couldn't even dress myself. I had to have assistance to go anywhere. It was pretty intense.
Now, and for the record, Lynn-Marie, this is not like you were an 85-year-old invalid here already making your way to a nursing home.
That's correct.
You, when these started, when the first accident happened, you were how old?
I was in my 20s.
Okay, see, and that's what I want people to clearly understand is that as a 20-year-old, your body's pretty resilient. It kind of has that bounce-back ability, like babies, you know.
Well, we should be more like rubber, but when you have such severity of impact, your body can't withstand that.
Sure. No. And I've been, as a, you know, volunteer firefighter, I've been on many a scenes of accidents and seen people that you just know they're going to be in a world of hurt for many months to come. So your body starts shutting down, your organs, and I'm reminding of reminiscent of Katie Taylor's husband who went through the same thing as a result of serving in Vietnam, and the malaria got into his system, and it stayed, you know, basically dormant for a long time, and then once he got back to the States years later, then it, you know, acted up. But one by one, his organs started shutting down, and the doctors just simply said, hey, you know, get your affairs in order, so to speak. So what was the prognosis for you?
Well, the prognosis is after multiple back surgeries and then getting hit again, and then, you know, it just seemed to be about a 15-year span of my life spaced out, that the doctors gave me no more real, true, what I felt was hope, except for more medications and more surgeries. And at that point, Vance, I had already been on handfuls of medication around the clock every 45 minutes. I couldn't, you know, I mean, it's like I was just waiting for that next 45 minute to come around to try and cover it up, trying to maintain. Although I was just laying in bed. having to be in a position where people have to wait on you and help you do all your regular hygiene and transport you in a prone position and purchase a special vehicle that to get you some to the doctors, and it was no life. And I had the greatest opportunity that, you know, that I now want to share with other people. It is my mission now, is that a good friend came to me with a new friend, and which happened to be Lynn Dillman, and who is not my direct upline, and Ron Dillman, very wonderful people. And she blessed me with the ability to make a choice. And, oh my gosh, you know, I had everything against me, what was going on already presently with my health and quality of non-quality of life, but my husband at the time was saying, no, absolutely not, you can't do this. And at that time, back when Meekin was just come, had been in the United States for a few years, we just basically had the magnetic products. We had the, what some of us know as the Backflex, or some of us nicknamed it the Mud Flap, and insoles and a few other shapes. And we didn't have the opportunity to have a wellness home as we do today. And in
so
my
tell,
mind...
So tell, not to cut you off, but I am cutting you off. Tell us what happened. I mean, what your friend introduces you to Lynn Dillman. You said reminded me to make that choice.
Well, the choice is that against everything that I had trying to stop me from trying to use these two products, or try these two products in this case, because I'd been on disability and a workman's comp case for a number of years and involved in really a tangled up lawsuit, I decided to, against everybody else, including my husband at the time, put them in my socks because I didn't really wear shoes. Occasionally I wore big oversized slippers so I could get my feet in them. But I put them in my socks, and I put the Backflex wherever it hurt the most, whether it was on back side of me, front side of me, neck, because I had pretty much complete spinal issues going on. And I noticed that within a day and a half to 2 days, that I literally wasn't watching my watch to go ahead and take the next handful of drugs.
Wow.
And I called her, and Vance, it was to the point where to go to the restroom, if nobody was here, I had to literally physically climb upstairs with my upper body, pull up on grab rails, reverse that process, kind of climb downstairs, pretty much crawling mode, and then pull myself up with trapeze and other grab devices to get back in bed if no one was around.
And Lynn Marie, there's so many questions that flood my mind.
Oh, I know.
Because people...
How can you go back there, you know?
Yeah, I know. And people are quick to say, well, what did you use and how did you use it? Well, you kind of just stated that. You started with...
That's all we had then.
Yeah, you basically the magnetic line. So I have to ask the question, what do you say to somebody when they say to you, when you bridge up the subject of Nican and whatever the case may be, and they say, well, I tried those and they don't work?
Then...
I mean, besides wanting to slap them upside the face. I mean, because that would...
or shake them by the shoulders.
Right, exactly. But
what
goes through your
mind? When you use them and when you really devote every day to using the products, they in time will work. We're all created equal. We all have different levels of situations of debilitating, discomfort. We all have different health crises in some cases, and some just in a health issue. But the products do work. They're amazing because they naturally allow your body to be put in a balance. And I didn't understand this at the time. I just knew something was weird happening. And I said, oh, yeah, this is kind of hokey pokey, but it got my attention dramatically. And when all of a sudden I'm not watching that watch to take more handfuls of drugs, I called and said, something's happening. I don't understand it. I literally don't believe it, but I'm going to keep going with it. And it took a lot longer than it would today because we have a wellness home, which is a lot of technologies that synergistically work together. But back then, all we had was the magnets. And so it took me over a course of about 7 years.
7 years?
Yes.
Okay. How long did it take before you started to discover that you could wean some of these, as you said, a handful of drugs?
I had mega amounts, grocery bag, the large handle grocery bag sizes of medication every week that my husband would go to the pharmacy and get. And it was like, you know, I don't even know how I'm alive because of the black spots on my organs that were there.
Sure.
But it was approximately, Vance, it's hard to really think back now because it's been almost basically 16 plus years, but it was approximately 3 to 4 years where I knew that I was going to come out of it eventually.
Sure, okay. Okay.
And as I incorporated, then we came out with the comforter, which was magic. That's my favorite product besides the water.
Okay.
Because I believe that everything that lives has to have that sunlight, minus all the pollution and toxins that we have in the air.
And you're in Northern California, I mean, near Redding, so you guys
yes,
got the sunlight, you know. Unlike us up here in the Northwest, where
we
just celebrated the rainiest March in the history of keeping records, and it's very, very moist outside.
Oh, it's been that here, where I am. I'm outside of Redding, up in the mountains, and I've been dumping 7 to 11 inches every 2 or 3 days in the last couple weeks.
Okay, so you understand that. You mentioned, though, that your favorite, I don't know if you use that word, but the water. Why is the water so imperative, especially for somebody like yourself that, I'm asking this question, and I know what the answer is, but I want to hear it from your perspective. Why do you suggest and feel that the water is so imperative?
Well, I kind of think in pictures, so if you think of electricity, even because our bodies have electricity type, you know, it's a different frequency, but we have energy, and if you had current, and you separated those two wires, you're not going to have a plug-in or a receptacle, or you're not going to have a switch that works properly when you break that current. The same thing we do as an example with Nikan is we all hold hands and we're all balanced. And it allows your body to be balanced because it's a complete circuit in
okay.
essence.
So
the water
keeping our bodies hydrated allows our body to actually have both those wires.
You have to have that hydration in order to make everything else work properly or to the max.
Okay.
The magnetics don't work, the far infrared doesn't work as well. I said they work, but they don't work nearly as rapidly or as successfully. It completes the process for me. And when we added the water, which was quite a ways into my recovery, that I felt that, literally I could feel things start moving and growing in my body. And I one day went to the doctor and I said, with this bag of groceries, which weren't groceries, they were prescriptions, and I put them on his desk and dumped them on his desk, and I said, we're going off of this. And he says, you can't do it like that. And I said, yes, I can. And he gave me one prescription, don't need to name the name, and he said, you need more than that? And I said, no, I don't. I'm going to do this. And I think it was within a month I was off of all but one, and then I tapered off of that one over probably another course of a few weeks.
So it goes back to what you had said earlier about having, you know, Lynn Dillman reminding you that we get to make the choice.
Well, I don't know if I heard her say that. I discovered that life was about choice.
Okay. So it was
and
through
that's
that,
part
through that
of
process.
Newton's philosophy to me. That's how I receive it, because the humans being more is so powerful. I've gone like somewhere between, I lost count, 22 to 24 times because I'm in a different place in my life every time.
Sure, sure.
And it opens up new doors. It allows me to expand and grow. And through all those, I've discovered that choice is the hugest part of my life.
Well, and Lynn-Marie, that's one of the beautiful things about humans being more, that once you go through it, you can go back again for a small fee and take somebody with you and, you know, the 16 to 22 year olds get to go for free if they're going and accompanying a paying adult, and all the benefits. But the biggest benefit is as you just stated, that every time you're at a different place in your life, so you're going to have different ahas or different takeaways from it, and it just empowers you all that much more to understand that, you know, the five pillars of health, those you know, that balance.
Yes.
That we have. Now, I don't know, maybe I missed it because I was scribbling something down, but when you encounter somebody, because we all go through this, that says, you know, I'm not sure, they're extremely analytical, or they're
or controllers, or
yeah, whatever, and they can't quite wrap their heads around the fact that you putting something magnetic in your shoes is going to start the body's healing process, to go from a whole grocery sack of, you know, medication to none or to one. Or, and let's fast forward again to today. You started with these series of car accidents in your 20s. Where are you at today? And I know I'm not supposed to ask any ladies how old they are, but I'm asking.
Well, I don't mind. I was born in 1952.
Okay. So you're 60 or 59?
I'll be 60 in June.
Okay. It's easy when somebody says 52 or 62 or 72, because my parents were born in 42 and they just turned 70, so I can do the math real quick.
There you go.
Coming up on 60, so six decades, so the last basically 35, 40 years when this journey of destruction for your body started, and now you're being able to turn it around. This has not been an overnight process, so I would believe that you're... conviction and your passion, and you used that word earlier.
And my mission.
Your mission. There isn't anything that I'm going to guess that's out there that you feel that Niken can help for people, eh?
Well, I'm not quite sure I clearly understand what your question is.
Well, let me rephrase that. Other than somebody being, you know, a few days in the grave...
Correct.
Okay. You know, unless they were Jesus himself, you're not going to, based on what you've experienced in your own physical body, that there's nothing out there that we can't help people, if people like you are willing to make that choice.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And the most important thing is to incorporate it in my everyday life, in as much of the wellness home as you can. As soon as you can, because the process then would have been much faster if we had the water and the air and the whole wellness home concept that we share today.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be the time period that I had to go through.
So
I used it as a learning process.
Okay.
Because other people saw me getting better, and they said, "What the heck are you doing?" You know. And Pauline, which was on the phone earlier, amongst many others, you know, were away from me for a while and came back. They happened to be out of state and came back, and we came to one of our famous potlucks that we have that is a very warm, compassionate sharing time of our Niken family. And at that point, she recognized everybody except for one person. And I should let her tell this, but anyway.
Well, if you know, Pauline, if you're done multitasking and you want to demute yourself and jump back on the line, we'd love to have you share that. I don't know if you've got your dishes put back in the cupboard.
I would be happy to. Yes, we were down in San Felipe. We were Remax agents down there for a couple of years, and we would come back and forth and back and forth. And one time I looked around, and as she said, I recognized everyone in the room except one person. And then that person spoke, and it was Lynn Marie.
And how did that lead you to where you're at today?
Me? Pauline?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I thought if she can do that, anybody can do anything with these Niken technologies. And so it has been...
All right.
Because nobody could explain the feeling I had when I realized that was Lynn Marie. She had totally changed in her looks. And she no longer is wearing glasses. She told us one time that when she was 14, things were fuzzy about 14 feet away from her, and she even her learner's permit, she had to have that restriction on her driver's license. She'd have this little spitzer, and she would hear it go all around the room. And she came in one time and said, She renewed her driver's license first time in her life. She didn't have a restriction on her driver's license, so she doesn't wear glasses anymore. So I have seen Lynn Marie do this transition of, you know, I didn't see her when she was on the floor like Ron and Lynn did. She was either standing up or on the floor. She fell a lot, and it didn't feel good. And so when I see Lynn Marie today, and I was asking her one time, I said, well, what do you guys do about food when you go to the convention? And she, oh, and then this one time the food court said, we ran. And I said, you ran? She can run now. And at one time she could hardly wiggle.
Oh, my goodness. One time you could hardly wiggle. That
give you a more visual picture?
Oh, yeah. The picture has been painted. The canvas is covered.
I think in pictures.
Yeah, we've got a complete visual. Well, I'm curious for both of you, and I'll ask, and maybe we could finish up this conversation with this question. When approaching people today, do you have a favorite go-to or just creating conversation? Because some of us who have been with Nikin a while or even a short amount of time, we may not be as conviction, passion-filled like Lynn Marie is, or maybe Paulina. I can tell you're an excitable person. And I believe we've met, but I can't remember exactly. But
yeah, we did.
What do you say to people when starting a conversation, or even a friend that you've known for years, and you bridge the subject to Nikin and say, look, I'd love for you to experience what I've experienced. What do you say? And Pauline, you go first.
It depends on the situation, because I lead in with whatever is appropriate at the time. And when I introduce them to Nikin, most people are receptive. People have opened their minds because of the computers and everything that's available anymore. I mean, they're very open as far as new technologies are concerned. A lot of people want to have the greatest and latest. And when I introduce them, it fills a gap for something that they've been looking for. And so it feels good. It's like, at one time I had 17 Diet Center franchises, and it felt so good to be able to help people, and every one of their stories were the same, only different. And so that's the way it is with people that I see today. And so everyone needs something that the five pillars of health has to offer. And I open the conversation with something that, it can be anything as minute as how do you feel, you know, if we're standing beside the same vegetables, do you like this kind better than we? I go to farmer's market all the time, and I'll say, do you come here often? You know, anything that I lead in with the conversation and they feel comfortable, and then I ask them, would they like to have more prosperity in their life or something along those lines, and most everybody says yes, that there's some kind of a lack there, and you kind of feel it for them. It feels real good to be able to help people and to realize I was there at one time. I've had some tremendous health issues, and I was down and out at one time, and so I can kind of fit into every one of those. And everyone seems to have a pillar or two that they would like to renew in their lives and reclaim their place here on earth. And so it feels real good, and I feel confident whenever I'm representing Nikin, because I feel we are the best of everything.
Well, and you just nailed the nail right on the head. I mean, the hammer, that was the death
blow,
is that everybody, I don't care who they are, they could be the President of the United States, they could be a 50-year-old retired living on an island in, you know, the Bahamas or the Caribbean or something, but there's still one of those pillars is going to be askew, at least one, if not more. And
yeah, often I find up to three.
Sure. And why is it that we're always so prone to go right for the physical, you know, the healthy body, when oftentimes that we could see somebody with an ailment, but man, it's the healthy finances, it's the healthy family.
That's even more pronounced now, I believe, that I'm finding is more people want more, you know, financial freedom and balance in their life.
Yes. Okay. So
I think we tend to approach the health end, Vance, because it's quicker physical, you know, to them. They can see through our kinesiology testing or immune testing, however you want to word it, that we can show them right on the spot how the products work. And it doesn't matter whether it's the water, the air, the comforter, the magnetics, or the skin care, or the nutrition. We can show them right in front of their eyes or in front of a group of people, which is more effective because it allows the energy to really come out in people.
Sure. And ultimately, we should be reminding ourselves daily and when we're talking to people that this is not just about a healthy body. The five pillars of health is what really sets us apart in that we have an opportunity to, you know, I met a couple yesterday who it's really the finances and the mind. If they changed their mind,
yes,
you know, that would change everything. And I'm not, I didn't have the opportunity to be as bold just to say that straight out, but, you know, you can see these things that, wow, you've got to go through a mind shift change, because what you're going through is what we call, a good friend of mine, Gary Anthony, taught me this phrase that, you know, stinking thinking.
Yes. You know, I was like last night, I just met a really entrepreneur young man, and I, you know, in the conversation over 45 minutes, he was on another job, but we were able to communicate and relate, and I just approached him, and I said, you know, I like your attitude, I like your stamina, I like you as a person, you know, and we talked more, and I also found out that he was 21 because I wanted to make sure he was 18 or older. And I told him, you know, I said, I'm looking for people just like you that want to have a life, want to be free, want to do what they want to do. And then I went, so if you had time and money, those weren't an object, what would you like to do? And he shared that with me. And he said all of his life he would like to do what he wants to do. So I was trying to find out what his why in his life would be,
mm-hmm.
if there were no strings attached.
Sure.
And I think that's, you know, for all of us, that's what keeps us going. That's the intention of the drive of the goals, because that's what kept me going. I wanted to be a human again.
Sure.
And Pauline said it fabulously, you know. I mean,
now, and I know, Lynn Marie, I had asked you originally to share on the call not only your story, which you've done a beautiful job, and further supported by Pauline's comments here, which I am grateful for as well. You experienced something a couple weeks ago, and I'm not one to always go back, but 2 weeks ago you were in Austin, Texas at the Pathfinders Summit. And was there something, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of things, but...
No. How do you put, three full days, because we also did the new preview of the gold training. How do you put all that, which I took like 69 pages of notes, you know, into 5 minutes, right?
Right. No, I'm not expecting that. What I'd like you to share with the group is, you know, why is it so important to that, if the resources are there and the time scheduling works for a lot of us, or at least for Stacy and I, there was no way with our girls' schedules that we could pull it off this time. And
we did miss you, by the way.
And I was missed, trust me. No, I mean, anyways, but several people just hung up. Oh, man, that guy is so arrogant.
Well, you know, we learn and we get refresher courses. The structure that Nikan is allowing Paige and Rick Murphy and their whole Pathfinders team to do is, and Jonathan, you know, Ostrom, everybody is there to support this explosion, as you might say in simple terms, of what's happening is we need to reach out to so many hundreds and thousands of people. But the refreshment of little key points like the word urgency and to keep focused and the vision and to how to run your teams and that's so powerful that you can't put a value on it. It's just, it's mandatory, really. To get these special guidelines and these refresher points, like I say, you know, how to take your team where it needs to go, how to reach out to people, and then teach them to duplicate that and teach them to allow their people to do what is necessary simply, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very, very simple. But what was also very important to me, Vance, was the, again, is the commingling of all of us together as one big family, because we're all doing the same thing. We're all trying to achieve the same goals, not individually, because we all have our own individual goals, but the goal of just reaching out to the country and changing one person at a time.
Well, that's
which
exactly,
was Mr. Masuda's goal.
Right, exactly. It started with a pair of mag steps in 1975, you know. And
correct.
And his passion, his goal was, hey, could I impact, and at the time 6 billion, now we're up to 7 billion people on the planet, what would the world be like if every single person just at least had a pair of these insoles? Now, how do you deal with, you know, people in societies that don't wear shoes? Well, they really don't need them because they're grounded. They're in contact with the earth every day. You know, and if we did that...
Well, except for the fact that now most people have an interrupting current with either something that's electric, AC, or DC.
Sure.
And that interrupts their body, so just walking barefooted on the earth isn't enough.
Right, right. But most of the people, and I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but most of the people that are in those environments, in those cultures, that's a total... They don't have all the environmental factors like we have, and they live healthy lives to, you know, well past 90, 100 years old. Most of them, again, and I've visited some of these countries and seen people that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and you're going, really, there's no way you can be that old. Because you look at them and you're thinking in your mind, I know people in the States that are 45 and they look worse than you do. And I don't mean that as a derogatory comment, but you just said something that I want to wrap up our conversation with.
Okay, and I had one more key point, but go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you share your key point, and then I'll ask my final question.
Okay, we need to lead with action, not just take everybody and wrap your arms around them, and in other words, we need to be the leader and manage them. We don't need to walk them through every step. We need to allow them to learn how to do it so they can teach their people how to do it.
You know, that reminds me of something Dave Stoltzfus has taught over the years. And here's a guy who's been in the network marketing industry longer than I've been alive, is that there's no point in always being the library. We want to be the librarian and point people where the card file boxes, and I know nowadays it's you point them to the computer screen so they can go look it up.
Or their smartphones.
Yeah, or their smartphones.
Because I'll look at all the QR codes now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In technology, every single day it changes and we get so far advanced. The biggest thing that I want people to understand that we're right, we just started into a contest period, and there's already people that are already qualified.
They can,
June 1st, they can buy their registration, or they can pay for the registration and get registered for the Leadership Summit. And I don't want to make a big deal of this, but at the same time, some of us need to understand that this event next October on the 26th and 27th in San Diego, if we make the decision and start working on the preparation now, this could be a life changer for us, because who knows what our different scenarios are. But I want, from your perspective, Lynn-Marie, you just attended this amazing event. I know you're geared up to be in San Diego in October.
Yes.
What are you doing, and what would you advise people to do right now, today, in April, before May, before we're halfway through this qualification period? What should we be focusing on to make that happen?
Contacting everybody that you can. just literally reach. My last 4 days have been incredible.
Why is that?
Because the synergy is just flowing. I mean, things are coming in, I don't know if you believe, if you put the idea or you put the intention out there, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it is happening, and if we strive and we go for it, it's going to develop. I mean, your whole energy level changes, your whole attitude continues to improve and lift up, and people want to be part of. They don't want to be left out. And by just sharing and asking, that's a key word, is asking, because sometimes we share things, but we don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
And by asking, you know, and involving them, it's just going to open up and be exploding, which it's already doing.
And I love the way you just said that people want to be part of and not left out. And at the same time, when you're leading with action and letting people discover it on their own timing, let them finding it, there are people that will say one thing. And, you know, we were talking about numbers earlier this morning on a different conversation I was having that, you know, I don't like the phrase, we go through numbers, we process people, and you move on to the next one and say next, and you just toss them away. I think that is an abuse of our relationships with people, and I think it's so crucial just to, as you said, contact everyone you know, everyone you can, don't stop, continue on with it, and then follow up with them, and go back and say, hey, what were your thoughts on this? What are you thinking? What's going through your mind? What did your husband say? Oh, well, he's always negative anyway, so we'll forget what he said. You know, I went through that, you know. I'm one to keep me on a bed to be as an invalid for the rest of my life, you know, popping pills.
Well, I am working with a couple that are like that. And she came to me yesterday and met with me, and I said, you know, go home and start writing only positive things down, because... And some of us call them affirmations. But when you start thinking positive, you reprogram your whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows that to start happening.
Yeah. Yep.
And just like making the commitment, just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Don't drag your feet. Don't say, don't get caught in the corner. Just get out there and just share with people, because when we give them the opportunity of choice, and they know, because there's thousands and millions of people out there that have no clue about Neekin. And when we open those doors, even though it may not be the right timing for them right at that moment,
yeah,
I have a trouble hearing no, so I may put them on my calendar for a month out, or depending on the situation, a week out, or maybe 2 months out. But I try and follow up with them and give them that update and more information and that opportunity again, and invariably it comes back, because it'll be the right timing for them, and they'll say, okay, I'm ready now, tell me more.
Exactly, and that all takes us right back to the whole five pillars of health, that, you know, what we got to find out what people are really looking for, and what is that pillar or pillars that have been skewed, and then we, you know, maybe we can point them in the right direction. And you know, you never know. So,
in the same case, Vance, the importance of learning the different types of people helps you to be on their level. And so, as I learn, like if you're a controller or you're an analytical person or a supporter or promoter, it allows me to communicate with them on their level, which is more important. It's not about me; it's about them.
Yep. Yep. No, absolutely. And I. Oh, my goodness, you've given me too many things. I got to go back and read through my notes here to get it all.
Sorry about that.
No, you don't have to apologize at all. And, hey, if Lynn Marie shared something today that you think, oh, my gosh, how did she say that? Well, that is the benefit of having this call recorded, www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, that's www.saturdayamlive.com. And it'll be there in a bit. Give Steve enough time to edit it or whatever he needs to do to get it up online. And there's a ton of other resources that are there. I want to remind folks, if you're looking for a great format for a weekly guide, the five non-negotiable activities, weekly activities of a network marketer by Dave Stoltzfus. Just fantastic little things to kind of keep us going on the right track. And for some people like Lynn Marie, there's not enough there, because she's doing more than that. She's doing more than 2 to 3 contacts a week. She's doing 2 to 3 a day, or 2 to 3, you know, by lunchtime. Who knows? But lots of great resources that are there. And then also remind folks that any call that we've done in the last 6 years is there. So utilize these things and to build your business. And Lynn Marie, I know that you're an advocate of putting the good stuff in and constantly being immersed, because our world, and you're a perfect example.
Thank you.
You know, of what can happen if you let things go the wrong direction. I mean, a whole bag full of medications is, that's not right.
Oh, no. It's no life.
It isn't.
And I know today, and I knew years back, I wouldn't be alive if it hadn't been for Nikan. And I thank God for Nikan and Mr. Masuda and every person that's part of Nikan.
Well, and that's what makes it so worthwhile. And I know that Pauline, and I know Ron and Lynn Dillman who are listening, and my folks, they just kind of got a little teary-eyed because they've been part of that process, that group of people that it eventually got to you.
Yeah.
And and there's a lot of other people out there that are like you that they need to hear. And if we contact everyone we can and we lead with that action and let people discover it, then we're going to, and not again, as you beautifully said, not just so much focus on the physical, but ask questions and let people, you know, see what Nikan has to offer them.
Well, it is. You've got to find out where they're at and what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And their people.
Yes.
You know, and then learn. I've had to learn to ask questions, listen, ask for referrals, ask who they know, explain, you know, what if?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if your life could be different?
Sure. Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, yeah, it gets very teary. I can visualize it. One of the seconds, I think it was, or third summit, and Denny just broke down. You know, he was up on stage, and we were sharing down in the audience level with the microphone, and he was just in tears.
Yeah,
he gets that way also about my mom.
Yeah, no, and we never even got a chance to even share about your mom, but for the sake of time, we'll have to save that for a later date. But, you know, after years, I know, speaking about, you know, Denny, my father, you know, after 3+ decades of, you know, doing sheet metal work in the construction industry, you don't get that passionate and teary-eyed about gutters. You know,
that's right.
Downspouts and, or eaves troughs, as they call them on the East Coast. You know, metal roofing and that kind of stuff just doesn't hit to the core of who we are, but Nikan does. And so, Lynn Marie, I want to thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you so much for just opening the channels and keeping the opportunity open for people to just go forward in their lives.
Well, no, this has been wonderful. So I wish you the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you in San Diego.
I am too.
It's going to be a ton of fun. So,
you know, and I'm just so grateful for, like, Larry Prophet and Dennis Estes and everybody.
Oh, exactly.
You know, that was there. Then one more point that I would like to share real quick is, we need to change our thoughts, we need to improve our thoughts, and we need to think and know we are entrepreneurs, and we will become that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the bottom line. If you continue to think as you've always thought, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. That's kind of a spin-off of whether you think you can or think you can't. Either way, you're right. The Henry Ford motto on, you know, starting the auto industry per se, or at least with the Model T. He went through several revisions in order to make that happen. But yeah, we have to change. That gets back to that stinking thinking that we were talking about earlier.
That's right.
Is that we have to change our mindset with everything. And I am just as guilty of this on a regular basis. That we can do that. I can get in front of those people. It's hard when other people have that same choice. But if we up our talking and we up our numbers, we're going to get them. So, and if you missed it and you're listening, Lynn Marie McCune is the full name, and helping people is her game, obviously, and physically, financially. And so, Lynn Marie, thank you so much again. Have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you in October. And we'll bid you farewell and talk to everybody, same place, same number, next week. Thanks, everyone.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.